Hello everyone, this is Mellow Max and I am joined by...
Active Alexis, because today marks the first time in a while, Max, that I got out of bed in the morning.
I could not say that I did the same today.
That's why you're Mellow Max.
Yeah, and it was very mellow, sleeping through several alarms and two classes, but...
Is that really mellow, though, when you're constantly woken up by it?
More like comatose.
Yeah.
But it is 4 p.m., you're listening to Highly Recommended on WMFO in Medford. I almost said Highly Recommended. I'm Mellow Max. The music I recommend is Highly Recommended. And this is Active Alexis, feeling very active today.
Yes, but also Highly Recommended.
Indeed. Mm. I do recommend Alexis quite highly.
Yes. I have 5 stars on Yelp.
Knows? Wow. Mm, yeah. For what?
Unspecified? I don't think I could say that on air.
Love it. Love it. And thank you to Ed for letting us figure out Alexis's DJ name with this lovely ambiance from Brian Eno. And we did not prepare much today, but we're gonna take the vibe in our hands. And we're just gonna, those presses that they have for Play-Doh? Where, like, you have the handle and you press it and it just comes out? We're gonna, like, grab the Play-Doh and we're just gonna, like, squeeze it through our fingers. And that's gonna be the vibe.
I love that imagery.
Yeah, we're gonna just strangle out a vibe for you guys.
I mean, isn't that what you did in your youth?
Yeah,
of course. You just strangled Play-Doh?
Yeah. And I called it a vibe.
Yeah.
And a vibe it was.
That's definitely one of the markers for, like, a serial killer.
But it feels so good.
I think that's what they say, Max.
We're gonna start off the hour with Da Da Da. I don't love you, you don't love me. Aha, aha, aha. By Trio.
Don't love you. Yo, I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. Don't tell me what you want, what you really, really want. I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. Don't tell me what you want, what you really, really want. I wanna really, really, really wanna zig a zig.
If you want my future, forget my past.
If you wanna get with me, better make it fast. Now don't go wasting my precious time. Get your act together, we could be just fine. I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want.
Don't tell me what you want, what you really, really want.
I wanna really, really, really wanna zig a zig.
If you wanna be my lover, you gotta get with my friends. Make it last forever. Friendship never ends. If you wanna be my lover, you have got to give. Taking is too easy, but that's the way it is.
What you think about that? Now you know how I feel. Say you could handle my love. Are you for real?
Are you for real?
I won't be hasty. I'll give you a try. If you really bug me, then I'll say goodbye.
If you wanna be my lover, you gotta get with my friends. Make it last forever. Friendship never ends. If you wanna be my lover, you have got to give. Taking is too easy, but that's the way it is.
So here's a story from A to Z. You wanna get with me, you gotta listen carefully. We got M in the place, who likes it in your face. You got G like MC, who likes it on a easy V. Who doesn't come for free, she's a real lady. And as for me,
Metheny Group with Last Train Home in the background. This is Mellow Max and Active Alexis once again. Before this, we had the Eagles with One of These Nights, and America with A Horse with No Name, and Spice Girls with Wannabe.
We hope you don't mind that being thrown in. We just wanted to spice things up for you.
Good old shuffle feature messing up my playlist there. Really, variety is the spice of life.
Actually, outside of this show, Max exclusively listens to the Spice Girls.
Yeah, it's true. It's a guilty pleasure. Which Spice Girl are you?
Oh, I'm so young, I don't even know.
They all have spice names, I think.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm. Like, let's see. There's... Every member of Spice Girls was given a specific identity by the British press from the outset. They have...
By the press?
By the press.
Interesting. You think it would be self-defined?
No. Each label was as much an extension of their own personality as it was a marketing tool, since each name derived from their debut single and video, Wannabe. Did you know that was their first song?
I did not know
That's
that.
That's crazy. One of them was the Sexy Spice, another the Scary Spice, the Posh Spice, the Sporty Spice, and the Baby Spice.
I totally thought you meant, like, there's paprika, there's cumin.
See, I thought, like, wasn't one of them, like, ginger spice?
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know. I'm confused.
I think I would definitely be the Scary Spice. You'd be the Sexy Spice.
Yes! I knew it.
Do you hear that, Groovy Georgia?
What time is it there? It is, let's see right now, it is 16 minus 7, makes it 9 a.m. in New Zealand.
Wow. She could be waking up right now, you never know.
She could be. I should send her a text like, hey, I'm on air with Alexis, come check it out. We have to do something, we have to read a PSA.
Okay.
Soon. We don't have to do it now, but there's the binder, we can start looking through, and do you have any words of wisdom?
Stay in school.
Yeah.
Don't do drugs unless you're listening to Max's show, in which case it's highly recommended that you do a little
something. You should just high on life, really. That's
yes.
That's the real recommendation.
Truly.
There. Make sure to breathe, drink water, eat your vegetables. Oh, God, eat your vegetables.
So I'm really good at eating my vegetables and breathing also, but I'm so lacking in the water. Are you good at that one?
No, I'm really bad at staying hydrated.
Do you do any of those three?
What were they? Eat breathing.
Yeah,
I'm very good.
Do you breathe?
What's that song that's like really good at breathing in? It's like Mitski or really good at breathing in.
Well, hopefully they're good at breathing out too.
Ah, Courtney Barnett. I'm going to put that one on. I like that one. Next, we get to listen to all of Last Train Home.
As we listen to that, everyone, don't forget to breathe.
Yeah.
Eat your vegetables.
I'm really good at breathing. I'm a pro at breathing. I love my veggies, but I never make enough time for them.
Mm.
They really, like, should... Yeah. And drinking is hard.
Yeah. Well, drinking water.
Sorry. Well, yes.
Yeah. How long do you think you could hold your breath for? One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 65, 66, 67, 68, 69. Oh my God, Max, was that planned?
Yeah. Yeah, since like 32.
See, I thought you were starting to really almost give up around 60.
No, I was ready for 69. I was like,
okay, now, yeah.
Last stretch.
But were you genuinely exhausted by
69? I could have kept going.
Okay.
Yeah. But no, I was like, just something about, yeah. I just felt like that should be when I breathed.
Yeah. Why did you pick that number?
I feel like it's a really pretty number.
Mm.
It's if you divide it by 3, you get 23, and that's like 3 more than 20.
That's true.
And 20 is a pretty cool number because it is like 10 twice. Mm. And twice has the word ice in it, and ice is really cool.
Ah, yes. Yes, I can't disagree with you there. I was just going to say it's, you know, 6 but flipped.
Yeah.
Rotated. So.
Yeah. Nice cuddling sixes.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, yes.
But also cool as ice.
Cool as ice.
So.
It's cold as ice. We're going to put that one on the playlist too. Maybe that one will go next. And yeah, I think I should I should hold my breath more often. That felt really painful, but I feel like my mind is in a good place right now.
Yeah, well, when you were a kid, did you ever like try holding it underwater?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course. Yeah. Got to like, you know, see if you're going to be the one who breaks that world record.
Yeah, you have to keep up the training.
You do.
It's a rigorous routine. I've been working on it. That's why my name is Active Alexis.
Oh, actively working on it indeed. What's your record?
I don't even know. Once the music goes back on, we should time it.
Yeah, I want to say you were pretty good at counting seconds because there is a clock on the wall. And so I was checking. I was like, is this actually how long a second is? And yeah.
Okay, while I was saying it, I was definitely like, I hope that there's some rhythm to this.
Yeah.
But yeah, because the one Mississippi, two Mississippi, that gets a little tiring for the person saying the seconds.
Yeah.
You know?
Who wants a Mississippi?
Especially I was prepared to be like 122. And if we were to do that with Mississippis, that would be more than a second.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I feel like you might have lost some time, but whenever I like looked up at the clock, it was pretty standard.
Thank you.
So that was, yeah.
Who do you think decided upon Mississippis? Why did that become our unit of measurement?
That's a really good question. Let's ask the wizard in the computer.
Mm.
How did we count seconds Mississippi?
You know,
how did they decide to spell
Oklahoma's?
Mississippi like that? Adding the word Mississippi takes up enough time to make the number count equal to 1 second of time.
Mm. Mississippi.
What is the origin? Here we go. It's just an arbitrary chosen word. Even the number of syllables accounts for nothing.
Well, I'm glad that that's been fully adopted by Americans as a measurement of time.
Yeah, in Russian, they just have a one-syllable word, e. And it means and. It's like one and two and three.
I don't know if that's a second, though.
No. But I guess if you space it out the right amount, it is.
It'd be like one and two and three. Because when you think about it, a second is longer than you may assume. You know, when people are like 1, 2, 3, 4?
Yeah.
Often, you know, like...
It's hard.
By the time you get to 3, it's probably been a second.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see. The style of counting is often used when the counting allowed is in an adversarial relationship to other listeners. The addition of the filler word is, no doubt, at the request of the adversary to slow down the speaker. Imagine two children. They both agree that one closes his eyes and count to 10. The child attempting to hide will consider the rapid counting unfair. Mississippi and alligator are both four-syllable words that American children are exposed to while they are very young.
Who says alligator?
I've heard that one.
As counting?
Yeah.
One alligator, two alligator, three wow.
Yeah. I don't know where or why, but...
I don't know why that sounds more disturbing to me than Mississippi.
Well, there's only one Mississippi.
There's only one alligator.
Yeah.
In all of America, it's really aggressive. It follows everybody around. All of Florida.
Which Florida man are you?
Oh my God. Well, have you ever played the game?
Yeah, where you look up.
Yeah.
What, yeah.
I don't recall.
What's your birthday?
February 19th.
February 19th. Florida man arrested for... No way.
Oh no, what did I do?
Florida man arrested for trafficking cocaine stuffed Lunchables in Ford F-150.
Oh man, I...
What?
I do like Lunchables.
Look, it's Minions Lunchables.
Was it?
I can't turn this anymore. But, oh, can I? Oh, I love this monitor.
Oh,
there you go. Minions Lunchables, excuse me.
That would really ruin my career.
Arrested by the Ohio State Highway Patrol? Oh, he wasn't even in Ohio. Wow. He left Ohio with his... What else do we have? We have arrested for throwing toilets in Illinois. On your birthday, Florida men like to leave their state.
Yeah, something about it.
Florida man throws pizza slice at his mom during argument.
Which is interesting because a lot of people like to go to Florida in February. Because
that's why they're leaving.
Yes, yeah, because of all the tourists.
Let's see what happens on my birthday. I know, I remember like it was like something that's like not all that funny. Oh no, this one was kind of funny. But see, then he got arrested for murder. Florida man claimed to be surrounded by cats and alligators before being arrested for murder. After noticing dried blood on Hall's clothing, a deputy asked him if the blood was from the cats and alligators, to which Hall replied, "Do you want the truth?"
Wow. So do you want to explain to our listeners what the Florida man game is?
Yeah, it's a really good one. Basically, you know all those Florida man does blah, blah, blah headlines? Well, there's enough of them that if you look up Florida man and then your birthday, you're going to find out what Florida man did on your birthday.
There's only one man. He's just very active. So for
almost as active as active Alexis.
Yes. He plans out what he's going to do each day.
It's all the bath salts.
Yeah, mindful of everyone's birthday. And
bath salts and Lunchables.
I ate Lunchables all the time as a kid.
Really?
So they could pin this on me.
Oh, here's another one. Oh, wait, no, that's... Sorry. Wait, what? Florida man rides motorcycle down highway while lying on his back. Oh. Steering with his feet. Cool.
Did he survive?
Yeah, no, he just got arrested for doing it.
That's kind of impressive.
Like, there's a video. Let's see.
Okay, everyone, listen carefully.
Yeah, that guy looks really chill. Well, we will, we'll let you know how it is. Until then, because it came up, we're going to go for Foreigner with Cold as Ice. Oh, wait, here's the video. Yeah, that guy's just chilling.
Whoa. He's full on relaxing. Honestly, that must be so hard to balance.
Yeah. Oh, also, I would like to recommend an app called Time Hop.
Mm.
It's really great. It shows you, I'm also texting Georgia to tune in. With Alexis. Okay, anyway, it shows you all of your pictures and posts from past years on this day. Just like Florida Man. They should build in that feature. And a year ago today, I had a mustache. And I must say, I'm excited to go back sometime this month.
Look at the video that popped up afterwards. It's about a Pride celebration.
Heck yeah.
You would think unrelated to Florida Man, but...
I guess not.
Yeah.
Also, I really like the song... another thing that I found on my phone... I really like the song Roundabout by Yes. And there's this guy who's doing these amazing covers and dancing called Buff Corell. That's B-U-F-F-C-O-R-R-E-L-L. He's on YouTube. And he just does some amazing dancing. And we're gonna watch some of his videos and tell you about it after this next song interlude. So here is foreigner. Yay for the Durham Pride Parade. Mm-hmm. They celebrate inclusiveness. Look at that marching band. Goodness gracious, mm-hmm. Yes. Here's Foreigner.
You're as cold as ice. You're willing to sacrifice our love. You never take advice. Someday you'll pay the price. I know. I've seen it before. It happens all the time. You're closing the door. You leave the world behind. You're digging for gold. You're throwing away a fortune and feelings.
hello once again, everyone.
We are here with a public service message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Community Radio. It's about a very important topic to us, especially important to active Alexis, about the importance of autumn outdoor exercise. You know, autumn brings some of the most beautiful days of the year to New England. If you haven't been getting all the exercise you should, now is the perfect time to get outside and walk, run, or ride a bike. Use your feet to go places instead of your car. It's good for the environment. Enjoy the fall colors. Breathe the fresh air, as we spoke about, for at least 69 seconds.
You gotta breathe.
Yeah. Reduce stress and improve your health. Max, what type of outdoor adventures have you been having?
Well, we went climbing. Was that 2 weekends ago? It feels like years.
Wow. Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Was it last weekend? No, last weekend
I was sad because Georgia left. The weekend before that, she was here. Yeah.
You mark your weekends by emotion towards Georgia.
At this point, yeah.
Yes. We went to an area called Whipple Hill. It's about 15 minutes. Yeah, Whipple. It's about 15 minutes away from Tufts, and it's a really beautiful area with some good boulders. A lot of people did not know what bouldering is.
A couple even dared to say, do your parents know you're out here?
Yeah. So for anyone who is not familiar, bouldering is when you climb, you know, shorter rocks without a rope. You have a crash pad beneath you, and everyone kept asking if we were free soloing, presumably because of the movie they saw with Alex Honnold.
Yeah.
It's
pretty cool. It's a great way to be active, but it's also, I mean, if you've ever been indoor climbing, that's one beast, but taking it outdoors, they don't have pretty multicolored plastic handles for you to grab onto, so you kind of have to think a little bit more about where you're going to put your hands, and it turns it into a much more, like, psychological sport, and it's also rock, so it hurts.
Yes, it is very sharp. You'll have these like small little cuts on your hands, but it's really rewarding at the same time. And I will say that because of the sharpness, there's more friction, so it's easier in a way to hold on, but very mentally challenging. Like not only physically, but mentally, you have to think carefully about your body positioning.
Yeah, and when you're not climbing, you're also in charge of making sure that the person on the wall, well, they're in charge of making sure that they're safe, but you're in charge of helping them to do so.
Yes. Yeah. Wow. I've trained him well.
What can I say? I've been bouldering, twice? Yeah.
Well, I can take you a couple more times.
I would love that. Thank you.
Of course. But this weekend, Mellow Max and I, we're going to go outdoors to the fells.
So, indeed.
Yes.
The good old fells.
And so we implore you as our listeners to think, what are you going to do outdoors?
And I mean, honestly, if you're a Tufts student, or even if you're like just in the area, I mean, if you're in the area, I would assume that you've like been to the fells because it's awesome and you should. But if you're a Tufts student and maybe you haven't gone yet, I know that freshman year, I didn't really get off campus much. It just, there's so much to do on campus. But when you get bored of that, or when you realize, oh, hey, it's been a while since I've seen like more than one tree, go to the fells. Yeah. They're gorgeous. You can Uber there. It's like less than $10.
You can ride a bike there.
You can ride a bike there.
15 minutes. You can even walk there. It would be like a 20-30 minute walk. But
it's totally doable.
That's part of the exercise.
Yeah. Absolutely. You can even jog there if you're feeling really active.
Or you could skip, like running, but less intensive, but almost as efficient.
Yeah, and it's a bit sassier.
It's definitely sassier. You definitely look more in style. Like if you ever, you know, run into someone like a crush or an ex or someone important to you on the street and you're trying to, you know, show off, don't do a strut.
No.
Do a skip because it signals that you're sassy, you're carefree, you're quick, you're light on your feet, and nobody can tie you down.
Yeah. Especially when you're skipping. You know, I feel like, you know those weapons where it's like a bolo and it's like, it has like the rocks and you throw it at someone's legs and then it trips them when they're running. If you're skipping, your legs are all over the place. They'll get maybe one leg at most. You're fine. You can't tie someone down if they're skipping.
This is true. But skipping is not to be confused with the form of skipping that Max did today, skipping his classes.
Don't do that.
We'll have a separate public service announcement about the importance of attending class.
You already said stay in school.
Oh, wow.
Get out of bed, stay in school.
I do have to confess, my credibility might not be the best here because I do sometimes miss class.
Well, here's the thing. I had a cold this morning. So
do you not have a cold anymore? I'm pretty sure they last longer than
I mean, yeah, I totally do.
Oh.
Yeah, I was just not feeling well. It was some kind of generic, just unwell, you know?
Yeah, I do feel that. I've been feeling a little bit of an onset of that.
Yeah, it was pretty much probably because I stayed up till like 3 a.m., but you know.
Yeah, but last night?
Yeah.
I randomly woke up at 3 a.m. last night and could not go back
to
sleep.
Maybe we like swapped.
I really think we swapped. I was up from like 3 to 5, like trying to go to bed.
Yeah, I didn't wake up in time.
Well, you should have timed it better, Max.
I know. We gotta
How come you didn't know?
Get in sync, honestly. So this song right now is Metamorphosis by Ananda Shankar. Before that, we had Avant Gardener by Courtney Barnett, which reminds me very much of freshman year. It's like one of those, that's the song with the line about being good at breathing in, and I don't know, it just definitely reminds me of freshman year and like Mitski, and I feel like they're of a
they are one and the same.
We also have Beast of Burden by the Rolling Stones and Foreigner's Cold as Ice right now in the background playing us out at the top bottom of the 4 o'clock hour. King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard with Paper Mache off of their album Paper Mache Dream Balloon. It's really cool. They do like a little motif of each of their songs in flute. So they play like the main melody. Mm-hmm. And then at the end of the song, they like rewind through the whole album really quickly. And then there's an explosion sound. But
wow.
Yeah.
I'm excited for that explosion sound.
It's pretty explosive, I gotta say. Definitely a good sound. And so this has been Mellow Max and Active Alexis on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. Tufts Freeform Radio. So be active. Don't forget to breathe. Sometimes hold your breath.
Maybe drink water. We were inconclusive about that.
Yeah.
I mean, we talked about the importance. So I don't know if either of us will change our lifestyle.
What's your go-to drink at a dining hall?
Honestly, apple juice.
Nice.
Yeah, I love apple juice.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd say pretty consistently. That was like 87% of what I had freshman year when I'd get a drink. Or almond milk.
Ooh.
I mean, it used to be regular milk, and then I got hit with lactose intolerance. But I personally am a big fan of drinking milk on its own, which is controversial, I learned.
Yeah. Yeah, I've heard about that. Yes, yeah, but I think that's silly. Like, grown people can drink milk too.
Yeah.
But
so drink water and drink milk. It'll make you